Former U.S. Interior Secretary and the last Democratic Governor of Idaho, Cecil Andrus, has died from complications of lung cancer. The four-term governor was 85. James Dawson of Boise State Public Radio has this remembrance.
Born in 1931 in Hood River, Oregon, Andrus fell into politics quickly after he moved to Orfino, Idaho to work in the timber industry. At the age of 29, he became the youngest state legislator in 1961 after campaigning on a platform of bringing kindergarten to schools around Idaho. Andrus eventually took the governor's office in 1970, championing environmental policies that straddled camps entrenched on both sides of the issue.
He didn't consider economic growth and environmental and conservation ethics mutually exclusive. He really believed that you could have it both ways.
That's Mark Johnson, Andrus's longtime chief of staff and press secretary. Andrus helped preserve more than 100 million acres of Alaskan wilderness while he was Interior Secretary under President Jimmy Carter between stints as governor. As soon as he returned to Boise, his focus shifted to the storage of nuclear waste in eastern Idaho, something he greatly opposed. His standoff with the Federal Department of Energy famously led to a linebacker-like state trooper parked on rail lines entering Idaho, blocking an incoming waste shipment.
I remember he said to me, "I think I will just tell them that they can't bring any more stuff in until they start taking stuff out." And I said, "Do you really have the legal authority to do that?" He said, "Arguably not, but I certainly have the moral authority, and let them try to stop me."
Andrus is survived by his wife, Carol, three children, and several grandchildren. I'm James Dawson reporting.